Ernest Miller Hemingway was an American novelist, short story writer and journalist. His economical and understated style had a strong influence on 20th century literature. Hemingway produced most of his work between the mid-1920s and 1950s. Many of his works are considered classics of American literature. Ernest Miller Hemingway was born in July in 1899 and was raised in Oak Park, Illinois, USA. After high school, he was a reporter for a local paper for a short while before leaving for the Italian front to enlist as an ambulance driver during World War I. In 1918, he was seriously wounded and returned home. His wartime experiences formed the basis of a novel, A Farewell to Arms, written in 1929. He married four times. With his first wife, he moved to Paris, where he worked as a foreign correspondent in the Spanish Civil War between 1936 and 1939, which was the basis for another novel, For Whom the Bell Tolls, written in 1940. He was a correspondent again during the Second World War and was present with the Allied troops as a journalist at the Normandy landings and the liberation of Paris. Hemingway spent years of his life in Cuba, and The Old Man and the Sea is a short novel born of Cuban inspiration. It was published in 1952. It was the last major work of fiction written by him that was published during his lifetime. It's one of his best-known works and tells the story of Santiago, an aging Cuban fisherman who struggles with a giant marlin far out in the Gulf Stream off the coast of Cuba. In 1953, The Old Man of the Sea was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for fiction and was cited by the Nobel Committee for the Nobel Prize for Literature the following year. Hemingway wanted, in fact, to donate his gold medal got for the Nobel Prize to the Cuban people, and to avoid giving it to the Batista government of Cuba, he donated it to the Catholic Church for display at the sanctuary of El Cobre, a small town outside Santiago de Cuba, where the Marian image of Our Lady of Charity is situated. Hemingway battled with mental illness for years and physical ailments from the war, and tragically died by his own hand in 1961. The book The Old Man and the Sea is in fact full of Christian imagery. Over the course of his struggles at sea, the old fisherman Santiago emerges as a Christ figure. For instance, in trying to keep hold of the great fish, Santiago's injured hands recall Christ's stigmata, the wounds in his palms. When Santiago returns to shore, he carries his mast up to his shack on his shoulder, just as Christ carried his cross. Like Christ, Santiago transforms loss into triumph. He faces the inevitability of death without complaint, and in doing so, he transcends it. He is resurrected. The old fisherman has a young protege, Manolin, who was beginning to lose faith in the old man. But when Santiago returns with his half-eaten but once huge fish, he regains Manolin as an apprentice, providing both the companionship he had lost and the chance to pass on his knowledge to the next generation. Hemingway writes in his book, "A man can be destroyed, but not defeated." And so, my friend, no matter who you are, there is always hope. Never give up. God's grace is always on offer. It is up to you and me to avail of it. So, Lord, give me your grace, your daily bread this day, sufficient for the tasks ahead. Ernest Hemingway won the Pulitzer Prize for The Old Man and the Sea in 1953, 68 years ago on this day.